Happy NFL Week 2 Thursday morning to all the Junks listeners. We are the Junks, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. It's also an open line Thursday. You're welcome to join us throughout the show at any point. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. They're officially open for business at 6:01. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. It's where you find me. Joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning, Cakes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you.
Morning, everybody.
Also joined by John Paul Flame. He's right there.
Cakes?
Good morning. Good morning. And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Right,
Jason sent me a pic of one of these sportscaster chicks that we were talking about.
Laura, which one? Laura Rutledge.
That was Laura Rutledge? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Yeah. Where were you? You were at some bar somewhere.
I was at Pazzo Pomodoro Italian restaurant near my house, and there was a kid. I call him a kid. He's 26.
Okay.
Yeah. His name is Scott Clark.
All right.
I swear to God, he sounded just like Frank Sinatra.
All right,
he sang all the Rat Pack performers. Uh-huh. He did Sinatra. He did Dean Martin. He did Sammy Davis Jr. He did.
So it was live entertainment on Wednesday night.
On a Wednesday night.
Interesting.
And they always do that.
I think he's usually there on Thursdays, but for some reason he was there on Wednesday last night.
What Sinatra tunes was he belting
all
out?
All of them. I don't know. You just name them all.
All the standards?
All of them.
So what does he have to do with Laura Rutledge?
Well, that's where I was when I took the picture of Rutledge. But this kid, Scott Clark, was unbelievable. Yeah. He sounded just like him. Hold on. He sang this song. All of them. He sang all.
Right. So hold on. Did you go there because you knew there was live music?
Yeah, because one of the servers there told me, you got to come in and see this kid sing, perform. And I said, okay. My wife was all into it.
Right.
Went with a couple friends, and the kid was unbelievable. Scott Clark, I think, is his name.
So were you wine? Yeah, like
I had a glass of red wine.
Sinatra, like a Sinatra impersonator or crooner, you got to have like a glass of wine or a fancy drink.
I just had a glass of red wine.
Very nice.
Well, this is right up your wife's alley too, because she likes that donk from New Orleans, Harry Connick.
Michael Bublé.
She's a Harry Connick.
Yeah, Harry Connick. Michael Bublé, same thing.
Yeah.
But similar. The kid was incredible. If you get to see this kid perform, he was awesome. I assume he bounces around all over the city.
We're really getting old.
Yeah.
We're really getting old.
I went to a restaurant to see a kid perform Frank Sinatra.
This is the beginning of the end.
It could be.
This could be the Fonzie moment.
You would have liked it, though.
I can't help but notice you're wearing your ring today.
Your cap's ring.
I like that.
Why?
There is a backstory behind it. So when we host...
It looks a little tight.
Do you need like a shot of like Pam or Crisco to get off your finger?
I have a little bit too much sugar. Inflammation.
It happens.
So when we hosted the Cornell women's volleyball team at the club... I had just a little speech, thanking everybody, thanking, the coaching staff for coming and letting my family see the team and everything in person. It's like a tradition, right? So they go to the seniors' hometowns and play a few games so your family
can
see them.
It's like the Bachelor, hometown visit.
Yeah, it's like a hometown visit. It's very cool. But anyway, they had played so well the first night when they beat Liberty that I told the team, I have two championship rings that we've been spoiled enough to get from the teams.
Yeah.
And you guys played so well last night that I wanted to wear this to inspire you to win the Ivy League this year. And they loved it. And
look at the motivational tactics from honorary coach E-Bizzle.
You just left it on your hand? Like, why are you wearing it here?
Well, I'm flying to Valpo. I'm flying to Indiana.
You're like, you can be a champion like me. Like, you can be a Stanley Cup champion like the Junks.
Yeah, that wasn't per se the thing, but it was like, you guys win a ring, whatever.
It's like Friday Night Lights when the old washed up football players are showing it.
Showing them a stolen Valor ring.
I mean,
go get yourself one of these. Go win state.
But it was a nice thing, which you guys are mocking. It was a nice thing, and I think the girls all...
I'm sure they appreciate it.
They appreciated it. It wasn't meant to be. I wasn't, trying to flex or anything. It was just you guys inspired me. You guys played really well.
Yeah.
Let's go win a friggin' ring. Sure. I know how much it meant to my son when they won the MAC, and they got rings and went to the NCAA tournament. It was amazing, so... Be great at those girls.
We did nothing to get the ring that you have, and I'm incredibly proud of the Cap Stanley Cup ring.
Yeah.
And all I did was sit on my ass and watch the team and root them on to
victory. I'm not saying I earned this ring. Right. I prefaced it by saying we were lucky enough because we broadcast the games to get these.
You're trying to say, look how cool these rings are.
Yeah.
Like, don't you want one of these sillies?
Yeah, you guys go out and get your own ring.
Yeah, go win state.
Yeah, same thing. Go win the Ivy.
Right.
Which, you know, be a Herculean task. I think we're finished. We're predicted to finish like fourth or fifth. So it'd be an amazing thing if they could do that. They ended up beating Liberty, which is, you know, people sleep on Liberty. They think it's just like this religious school, or whatever. They have pretty good sports there. They beat Navy, who's in a transition time. And then we lost to UC San Diego, who just had some.
Well, I mean,
they had some size.
Just had some ballers.
They just had some ballers. They got the better of us. But yeah. That's why I'm wearing the ring, JP.
Very good.
Gotcha. It jumps out at you. I mean, it's so big. Like, it's four times the size.
Not the Nats, because the Nats one is like double the size.
Yeah, the Nats one is bigger.
You know, I feel like this is a fairly under the radar move. I mean, it's not that, you know, you have to be looking for it. But you know, here's a funny bit.
I don't think so.
It's pretty noticeable.
It does jump out at you. Not just us guys.
I'm not a sea of regular people, and I'm not, you know what I mean? If I'm walking around, you're not necessarily going to see it. But when I had to go through, you know, when you go into, when you go through the Navy, when you go on the campus, you have to show them your ID and you go through a mag.
Yeah.
And I was wearing this ring. It's the first time I'd worn it in a while, you know, like a year plus. And I had to put it in the little thing, they give you a little thing where you put your keys and your phone and everything.
Sure. Put the ring in the basket.
So I go through the mag. Everything's good. I get my phone and everything. I put my wallet and then I walk out. And then 20 seconds later, the guy's running out. Go, sir, sir, sir. I left the ring in the thing.
Oh, the ring in the thing.
He just wasn't used to it.
Well, that would be
wasn't
tragic.
Wasn't used to carrying it. Wasn't really
behind.
Wasn't really top of mind for me.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I'm going to have to do a double check to make sure my rings are where I believe they are.
Yeah, you better.
Looked at them.
I know exactly where mine are.
I know where probably
mine are.
Probably a year.
At Yak's house.
Yeah.
Right, Jason?
Yeah. What was that?
At Sports Yak's house.
Right. Paid him $5K for it or whatever?
No, they're not there. Right. Eventually, they might be.
Yeah.
But no, not yet.
Right. Well, anyway, yeah. It wasn't meant to be some sort of weird flex. It was just to try to, yeah. I was at more of appreciation for how well they played.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're nice just job. So big, so it did just jump out at me.
Oh, okay. I just put it on because I didn't want to forget it, because going home, just picking up D and then heading to the airport.
I haven't put my Caps ring on in a while. I might have to break it out. We're getting close to Caps media day, training camp, season's right around the corner.
You might be there in a week.
You may have the same problem I have where it gets a little harder to take off.
Yeah, sometimes.
Fingers have definitely gotten a little bit more swollen.
Fingers get a little fat.
I think that means I'm just getting fat.
I don't know. Maybe you know. I would just chalk it up to too much sodium.
Yeah, I've had a little too much sodium.
Salt in the system.
I did have a
make me a little puffy.
While Jason was at his Italian restaurant, I did have leftover steak.
Very good.
We put a lot of salt on.
You have to put a lot of salt.
You have to put a lot of seasoning.
It's like required.
Right,
has to be done.
What did you get your Italian restaurant?
Chicken parm.
You always are your chicken parm.
Oh,
guy.
I love it. It's huge too. It's like as big as this computer.
You ever get anything different?
Yeah, I get their lasagna sometimes. I mean, it's just a great spot.
You're a pasta like loving.
Well, chicken parm.
Well, who doesn't love pasta?
Yeah, who doesn't like chicken parm?
Pasta's right. Delicious.
It's like, it's not in my top 20.
I mean, I don't eat it all the time, but like if I get Italian food, I'd like to have a little side of pasta.
If you went, you'd really like
sure.
it.
Sure.
All right.
It's good stuff.
I'll take your word for it.
The shredded cheese, the white trash.
Oh,
move.
And speaking of the cap, so I went to... RTJ yesterday for the Solheim Cup practice round.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't get to see the girls actually play the holes because I got there too late.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there and we saw them on the driving range and we saw them on the putting green. Mm-hmm. But they had a 9-hole celebrity challenge. First responders played with some celebs.
Okay.
And there were some caps out there.
Ah, who was out there?
I don't know if he was there. I would assume he was.
Okay.
But I didn't see him. I saw Carl Alsner. And I saw one of the new guys. So Alsner's group was Alsner and this new guy that the cap signed.
All right.
His name is his defenseman, Jacob Chytrin.
Oh, yeah. He came. Did he come
Who
over
did he come from?
Hold on. Maybe the Senators? I'd have to double check on that.
Yeah. So it was
Chytrin.
Chytrin. Yeah. So it was Alsner and Chytrin in one group, and they were playing with first responders. So I saw them play a couple holes. And Zimmerman was out there. Ron Rivera was out there. Didn't see him. Didn't talk to him. So that was pretty cool. course looks unbelievable.
I'm sure it's
Solheim starts tomorrow, 7 a.m. Golf Channel. Mm-hmm. It'll be on both of those TVs.
Both?
Mr. Flame.
I don't know if it's going to be on both.
All right, give me one. Give me the right one. Give me the right one. But I'm looking forward to Solheim. It's going to be awesome.
Are these Americans overwhelming favorites?
No. They might be. I don't know if they're overwhelming favorites. They might be slight favorites.
They're minus 170 favorites. However, the international team has won the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And the last time they played, they tied, which means they retained the cup.
Yeah.
Is that your new Solheim Cup?
No. I'm wearing that Saturday morning when I go out. But I'm going out to RTJ today.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Just for the practice round and opening ceremony.
Just to check it out.
Very good.
Now, do you have any role? Are you doing anything?
No.
I have a media credential.
Ooh, very nice.
Okay. So you're just going in there enjoying it.
Yeah.
Okay,
Jason, it was awesome. My buddy John hooked me up with member clubhouse passes.
Okay.
That's legit.
And we had valet. So we didn't. They're making most people park at Jiffy Lube, which is across the street, and take buses into the course.
The common folk.
But we pulled right up.
That's awesome.
To the clubhouse. Valet, money.
I heard parking can be a disaster if you don't have anything like
Please
that.
Please tell me.
I have media parking, which is silly. It's nice.
Is it?
Did you tip them more than the two or three raggedy bills you give the guys at the Homewood Suites?
Yeah. I gave them $10.
Okay, good.
But fully catered in the clubhouse.
Beautiful.
It was awesome. And then, you just walk right to the range of the putting green. These girls on the putting green. There was only a couple of Americans that I saw, Allison Lee and Andrea Lee, not sisters, I don't believe.
Okay.
Asian American girls.
Right.
But these European girls were on the putting, Charlie Hull and Anna Nordqvist.
Charlie Hull's the one that likes heaters, right?
Yeah.
She loves ciggies.
She loves ciggies.
She was on the course.
Attractive young lady too.
She was on the putting green putting with one hand, talking on the phone, just putting with one hand, making them all.
Hey, Valdez,
five, six, seven footers.
Instead of two hands, putt with one. Maybe it would improve my form.
Who was this other girl that I saw? I didn't recognize her name. Hold on a second. I got the...
International?
Yeah. Esther Henslet.
Where's she from? Where does she hail from?
I think she's German.
Okay.
I don't think she's ever played in the Solheim before. She's 25, tall girl. She was making everything. I mean, inside like 8 feet. She was just draining them. Do. I couldn't believe it. I said, this girl can putt her ass off. So it's going to be awesome, man. I can't wait.
Who's the captain of the American team?
Stacy Lewis.
Yeah.
Any famous assistant captains that we would know or no? More under the radar.
I'd have to look. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I was hoping to see Lexi. Didn't see Lexi. Didn't see Korda.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see Rosang. I didn't see any of those girls. Didn't see Allie Ewing. Just saw the Lees. But that's tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
All right. I'll have to keep an eye on
it. JP's excited, I can tell.
He's a big Solheim Cup guy.
He's got a lot to say about it.
Big fan.
I've never heard of any of those people.
I haven't heard a lot of the Euros, but it's going to be fun to watch.
We need a Caitlin Clark. We kind of have one in Nelly Korda, but...
Caitlin Clark figure in women's golf?
Yes. Mm. But we kind of have one in Nelly Korda, but the public not quite as fascinated as they are with Caitlin.
Yeah, I would say it's not on the same level.
Caitlin didn't have a good night last night. 1 for 10 on threes.
Yeah.
Lost.
Saw that.
It's the nature of the
Asia beach. Asia Wilson. Did she set the WNBA scoring record? I think I read that.
She was catching grief for liking Taylor Swift's post when she endorsed the Kamala, I guess. Right? Did you see that in the post-game presser?
Who, Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, but then she said she wasn't going to go one way or the other, which, whatever you want to do, do you. She looked awfully bitter. I guess that was because
all I know is in my world, the WNBA ceased existing once the NFL season kicked off.
Right. What's tonight?
Bills Dolphins.
Yeah.
All right, wait, I'm sorry. I don't have a fantasy.
Attack him. Attack him again.
I'm not attacking him.
I've been attacked multiple times this morning.
Everybody knows the NFL matchup on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
It's Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Right.
Get your Prime membership updated. Don't miss it.
We use enough Amazon, like I'm sure you guys all do, that I don't have to worry
about
that.
Are you sweating the fact that Devon Achan has a high ankle sprain and may still go in the game?
No.
Are you considering picking up Jeff Wilson in case Devon Achan doesn't go because Mostert is out?
No.
You're not doing any of these things?
None of that.
And I've got Mostert on, I've only got him on one. I did pick up Wilson, but probably if Achan plays, I'm not playing Wilson.
Are you panicking like Matt Valdez is over Marvin Harrison Jr.'s dud of a debut for
Cardinals? They chalk that up to?
He's wide open on one play that would have been a touchdown that Kyler Murray is running around for 6 seconds.
I don't have any doubt that he could get open.
Yeah,
I don't have any doubt. What were you going to say, Valdez?
I was like, ooh, he was open on a play. Actually, I'm willing to call it Marvin Harrison Jr. is a bust.
Really?
Yeah, bust. Big old bust.
He's considering starting Wandale Robinson facing
huge
your
bust.
Boys.
Why? Because
this
you drafted him?
I have a lot of stock.
He has a lot of exposure to Marvin Harrison Jr.
But he's a bust. He's a big old bust. He's butt slow.
I told him.
Kyler doesn't target him. Butt slow.
See what he does in week two at home. Playing indoors instead of out in the 30-mile-an-hour winds of Buffalo in week one. I think he's going to have a better performance.
Right.
Don't panic yet.
I did think it was interesting that when, you know, they keep showing this Tyreek thing, and I guess now he's acknowledging that he should have acted a little better when he was pulled over. That
he also said that the police officer should be fired.
In his opinion. He's kept saying, I just had knee surgery, bro. I just had knee surgery when they were taking him down to the concrete. He doesn't run like he's had knee surgery. When did he have the knee surgery?
I think he had some sort of, like, don't quote me on this, like, stem cell thing, like, in Antigua? Like, he had to leave the country to do it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's, like, an experimental thing.
He's probably missing a little cartilage or something.
Could be. I don't know.
Probably got a little bone-on-bone
action. Yeah, he doesn't look
like
he's had any sort of, like, surgery on his knee when he's running away from defenders.
Like, you just had knee surgery? You run like the lightning.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, he's a sick talent, no doubt. All right, coming up on an Open Line Thursday, speaking of fantasy football, Dave Richard, he's a guru, he's an expert. He'll
join questions.
Us coming up a bit later, so get those questions ready. Baldy is going to join us, as he does every week. We'll break down Jaden Daniels' debut and more with him. When we come back, we'll get into the Junks sports page on an Open Line Thursday. Here on the Fan. All right, here's your guest schedule for today. Brian Baldinger, Baldy, will join us at 7:20. He's an Odyssey NFL insider. Dave Richard at 8 for all of your fantasy football advice. And Merrill Hodge will join us at 9:20. So a lot of football talk to get to. All right, we're about to get into the Junk Sports page brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits to still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. But before that, I have a question for you, Jason. I consider you the gambling expert on the show.
Hmm.
We put futures bets on the Washington Nationals on the over. I believe I locked in at 66.5. I think you're
That's
the
what
same
I was,
number.
Yeah.
I logged onto my BetMGM account yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the bet anywhere.
Uh-oh.
It's like it's vanished. I'm going to have to get on the customer support.
Which site was it?
BetMGM.
Mm. You sure that you made the bet on BetMGM?
100%. I know I made the bet there, but I go and look at like live bets, open bets. It's nothing. It's just
you got to check.
Do they verify the state that you made the play in?
Oh, maybe that's
if you
the
made
problem.
This because if you made it in DC, you got to click to DC open bets.
Yeah, there's a tab that selects the state.
Okay, so if I place the wager
in Maryland,
there's
a tab that's on there. That says that you click on, it'll click down, and it'll say Maryland place bets, and it'll be in there.
Okay, that's probably.
So it'll have open bets in whatever state you place.
When you drive back to Olney.
So I go home.
Go home and search. Yeah, it'll pop up.
I was in a little bit of a panic.
I thought
I was going to have to be on the phone with MGM.
How much money will you win?
I mean, it's not. It's a $100 bet. But, I mean, do I want $100? Sure. Yeah. I want $100 more in my account than it being $100 less. It's just something.
Well,
something concerned me
yesterday. It's there.
Okay.
And we got another win last night.
Got another dub. That's always good. That's a good thing.
How far away are you now?
We're right on cusp. Right there, EB.
Two more.
We got two.
We can smell it.
Yeah, beat the Braves.
Smell it.
Beat the Braves 5-1 last night.
Mm-hmm. Smell that dub.
CJ Abrams hit I think it was his 20th home run.
20th homer.
Yeah.
Wow.
So his average isn't great. Jake Irvin pitched really well last night. I mean, he was throwing it. But 5-1 win over the Bravos. Of course, the Bravos, every game is huge because they're battling with the Mets for the third wild card. They're now a game back of the Mets because the Mets, who were getting no hit by Bowden Francis of the Blue Jays through 8 innings. In the 9th inning, Francisco Lindor on Francis's 111th pitch Toronto Blue Jays fans on their feet, getting all sized, think they're going to see a no-hitter. He hit a dinger.
Did JP chime in and say, hey, we're in the midst of a no-hitter, and then the no-hitter's broken up?
And it was broken up. Probably. He probably said that.
Yeah. I've seen Lindor is an MVP candidate. I just can't even believe anybody's in the same ballpark as Shohei Ohtani.
No, he's a candidate, but he ain't going to win.
Right.
Shohei hit another one last night and had another stolen base, so I believe he's at 47-48.
Yeah, he's going to be a 50-50 guy. He used to be a big deal to be a 30-30 guy. Yeah. He's going to be a 50-50.
Pretty impressive. Pretty amazing.
And then next year, he's going to pitch again.
Yeah.
So, Cakes, we're two wins away from the Nats.
Look, this is me not sweating it. No, I know we have. We got it in the bag.
James Wood, 2-for-4. Dylan Cruz, 2-for-4.
So, all my other win totals, obviously the Nats are a big one. That's my biggest one. I had the Orioles over 90.5. So I need 8 wins. They lose to the Red Sox in 10 last night. Jackson Holliday had an error in the 10th. Probably didn't cost them the game. I mean, it could have, but I think there was one out when he made the error. Tyler O'Neill hit a 3-run jack to end it, walk off. So the Orioles are a game and a half back of the Yankees. The Yankees beat the Royals last night 4-3. Juan Soto fouled a ball off his foot. And literally couldn't walk. He's hobbling down the first baseline, went to his knees.
Yeah.
Yankees fans are, panicked.
Well, on a similar note, I was definitely a little bit scared for Jaden Daniels during the opener when I guess somebody from the Bucks stepped on his foot.
Yeah.
And he was hopping around. I was like, oh, this could be tragic. But luckily he was fine.
Yeah.
It's all good.
When I first saw that, I thought he got hit in the knee, but he got stepped on.
Right. Correct.
But anyway, so Soto fouled a ball off his foot. He was hobbling, went to his knees. Trainer came out, but stayed in the game. Next pitch was a foul ball, and then he hit a bomb, 2-run bomb. They win 4-3. So Yankees up a game and a half on the Orioles in the East. Mets now up on the Braves for the third wild card by a game. And as you mentioned, the Dodgers, they won, I think it was 10-8, and Shohei hit a bomb and stole a base. So he's having an unbelievable statistical year. Talked about it. Bills Dolphins tonight. Oh, I wanted to mention, because Drabby's looking forward to this, even though I'm not sure he's going to watch it because the game's at 10. But Kumar Rocker makes his debut for the Texas Rangers tonight in Seattle. And Rocker has had unbelievable stats.
Is he related to John Rocker?
No. Everyone makes that joke.
It's not a joke.
He was actually asking the question. No, he's not.
How's that a joke?
Kumar Rocker is African-American.
Everyone forgot about Kumar Rocker. He was like the biggest storyline 4 years ago when he was at Vanderbilt, and he was mowing guys down at an unbelievable pace. Went to the MLB draft. Everyone knew he wasn't going to sign, and the Mets drafted him anyways. Never signed with them, and then came back the following year. Didn't play at all. Sat out the whole year, and then the Rangers took him 4th overall.
Yeah,
tore his arm up, and he's been in the minor leagues since July. I mean, his strikeout rate, I mean, he's just been dominating. He looks like Roger Clemens pitching in the minor leagues.
He's a big dude.
I mean, O'Leary doesn't get sized.
O'Leary does not get sized. Hates him.
Yep.
Says he'll be a reliever. Because
let me guess. He has an inverted W.
Yeah.
Well, it's all that. Yeah. He's now refined it to
flat. He comes in flat.
And I mean, understand the logic.
So flat.
You understand the logic behind it, right?
Kind of. I mean, I don't really pay that close attention to
Well,
it.
when you're flat like this, at foot plant or whatever, and then you're just, it's just all arm.
Right.
It's too late. You're not getting your full body into it.
Got it.
It's a lot like Strasburg.
Okay.
And they're just horses.
Well, you don't want to be comp to Strasburg.
100 miles an hour.
I mean, comp to his talent, but not to his health status.
It's just how they're all pitching now.
Yeah.
It's just how they're all trained.
So that's tonight, but again, they're playing in Seattle late game. In two minor league seasons, in 64 and two-thirds innings, Rocker struck out 97 guys. And like I said, he's 6'5". He's got to be 6. He's got to be 250 pounds.
They're calling him up as a starter. That's what he still is?
Oh,
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yep. So we'll keep an eye on that. As Cakes mentioned, Thursday Night Football, Bills, Dolphins. Let's look at the updated number here.
We actually have a good premium Thursday night game early in the season. Would be nice. Had a good one last week.
Well, had a good one last week, yeah.
But yeah, usually your Thursday night games, a lot of duds sprinkled in there. But this one should be entertaining.
Yeah, let's see. Dolphins lay 2.5. Total is 46.5, I see. And Mostert's going to be out.
He's already ruled out with a chest injury.
He's got a chest injury, running back for the Dolphins. Achane is a question mark.
He's a game-time decision is what he's being labeled.
Looks like he'll go.
There was video of him yesterday during practice where he seemed to be moving around okay. He wasn't wearing like a jersey where he wasn't taking contact. So we'll see.
I know
if he goes.
A speed demon. Can he be a durable back? Can they feed him more than 15 carries?
The big question on him is, can he hold up to the punishment?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a smaller guy.
But you're not going to find many more explosive guys than him in the league. Because when that dude finds an opening, he can rip it 80 yards.
He can run.
And he can catch balls out of the backfield, too. He's a real weapon.
Yeah, correct. Reggie Bush had an interesting night. Former USC RB, Heisman Trophy winner, 2005.
As interesting as Shannon Sharpe's night? Or a little different?
Probably, no, I didn't see that.
We're going to hit that in the next segment.
Update me on that.
All right.
But he and his family live in Encino outside of L.A.
He's an Encino man?
He's an Encino man.
Nice. Good movie.
Somebody in the house heard a window being broken into overnight.
That's not great.
I think it was at 2 a.m.
Okay.
Called the cops. I assume he's got cameras, you know, rings, whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was three male people running away, masked, running away from the house.
Oh, that is terrifying.
So nothing was stolen. Nobody was injured. Yeah. But his house was broken into late last night.
Of course it's terrifying. That's how Taylor died.
That's awful.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to update me on the Shannon
Sharpe. Did
you ever
watch that Netflix doc of those little spoiled rich kids that were driving around Hollywood and like breaking in like Paris Hilton's house and all those?
Haven't seen it.
I forget what it's called.
Ring Bling?
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
They're pretty ballsy. They would see when the celebs were out of town.
Yeah.
And they were just going in there and they're ransacking their freaking houses.
How are they getting in? Like, just climbing up? I mean, I'm guessing those houses are like in gated communities and guarded.
I can't even remember how they pulled it off, but...
Weren't they... They knew, like, the schedule and when they'd be out of town?
Yeah. Well, that's it. But I didn't know how they actually got in the house.
How do you gain entry?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if they were, like, breaking the window. I can't remember that detail of it, Cakes.
Yeah.
It's an excellent question. But, yeah, Valdez is right. They were see that they was, like, the MTV Awards or whatever, and they'd all be there, and they, you know...
Wow. And last but not least, you know, college conference realignment, just nuts. And the Pac-12 lost a bunch of their schools, and they were down to two schools, Oregon State and Washington State. Well, now it looks like four teams from the Mountain West are going to enter the Pac-12.
The Pac-2.
The Pac-2, right?
Revitalizing it.
So it'll be the Pac-6 until they get...
Who's shifting over?
Colorado State, San Diego State, Fresno State, and Boise.
Okay.
Missed branding opportunity. It should be called Six Pack.
Six Pack. That is. All of the beer companies would want it to sponsor.
Six PAC. Six Pack.
It's perfect.
Man, what a fall for the Pac-12, right? I mean, those schools are fine, but...
But they need two more schools to be...
I will always love WSU and Oregon State for what they've been through. I will never wear yellow, or I'll never wear purple again.
Right.
I'll never wear green. Screw those... Oregon, Washington schools.
You're never going to flag wave.
I hope Oregon loses every football game from the now till the end of eternity.
Look at this heel turn. Wow.
You're that bitter about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys would be too if they killed your conference.
You're not happy.
Well, it kind of did. They took us out of it.
Yeah.
You're not happy they're part of the Big Ten?
No.
You don't feel the tradition of a Washington... Minnesota,
I don't think anybody
matchup.
Really likes it, except for the presidents of those schools.
Right. Isn't it interesting that those schools, the teams that jetted, you know, the Pac-12 for the Big Ten, are playing those two schools this week?
Right.
Oregon's playing Oregon State. Okay. Washington State's playing Washington.
Well, I know who Drabby's rooting for.
Cakes. I know we opened up the phone lines, and we haven't heard from Peter in a while. He's been on hold. I think in fairness, we should go to him.
All right.
We can do
that. I think in fairness. It is Open Line Thursday. Chance to steer the show. Peter, what's up, buddy?
Peter from the Burke.
He's very bitter. The Bravos lost to the Nats last night.
Oh, distraught. Strider hurt. Acuna hurt. It's a lost season. But, Jason was asking yesterday. I know Peggy sent him, God rest her soul, was a huge Bruce Springsteen fan. And I was at the was at the show at Nats Park on Saturday night. So if any of the junkies have not seen Bruce in concert, you really got to put that on your bucket list.
I mean, I think that's basically all show. Of us.
No, I've seen Bruce.
Oh, you've seen Bruce. Okay, mm-hmm. I have not.
Yeah.
I saw Bruce at the halftime show of the Super Bowl. Not sure what number it was when Arizona played Pittsburgh in Tampa. That was the only time I saw him. Huh. So he played for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was famous glory days. I think he ran over his time because, you know, he can't possibly stick to normal time. But, yeah, I considered pulling a cake at the Taylor Swift concert and just going listening outside. But I overcame my squeaker tendencies. Yeah. But I tweeted about it.
Different Bruce.
There's Bruce.
Different Bruce.
We have audio.
Yeah. Funny, but a different Bruce. My buddy said he saw that a bunch of people were at that concert. Did he just have one show there?
I would assume one show.
It was just the one show?
Yeah.
And he said everybody appeared to have, like, great seats. Like, on his Facebook feed, everybody was posting their little videos from the concert, and everybody looked like they were butt close.
Damn, everybody spent big dollars for the good seats.
Where were you seated, Peter?
Yeah, I was down on the field, but, like, sort of far back on the side. But, yeah, there's not a bad seat now. And there's a video online, if you saw it, went viral of, like, a security guard out doing the twist and shout encore. He was dancing around, so.
Nice. All right.
So,
all right, you're flaming out. Yeah, all right, thank you, Peter.
Petering out, so to speak.
Yeah, you're petering out, Peter. Thank you, buddy.
I'm no John DePapa. Yeah. All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, it's no John DePapa, for sure.
Right, he seems retired, by the way, from the Dave Richard bit.
Yeah, he seems at least semi-retired.
Yeah.
Maybe
if a particularly good zing pops up.
He could come back at some point. You never know. Yeah. All right, coming up at 7, we will hit the Skins. We'll talk to Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, at 7:20, but we referenced it earlier in the sports page. When we come back, we'll talk about Shannon Sharpe's interesting day. We'll get into that next here on The Fan. So Shannon Sharpe had an interesting day yesterday. He was with a lady friend, and he tossed his, according to him, he tossed his phone on the bed, and unbeknownst to him, his IG Live opened up.
How does that happen?
This is the way he's explaining it. We have some audio of him talking about it.
We don't have the audio of him during the moments because hear that.
Back in the day, we used to play that stuff.
Yeah, we can't play that in 2024. It's just not allowed.
It's frowned, a lot of heavy breathing.
It's frowned upon.
Right.
So his shenanigans got broadcast to, like, I think it was like 3.4 million followers. Like, whoever's opened up the IG Live was getting.
Do you know that
a bit
show,
of a show?
I know. I want you to play the audio in a second, but that Club Shay Shay show or whatever he does, that podcast, he claims now he's made more money from that than he did during his playing career.
I believe
unbelievable.
Him.
Remember, he said he was going to dole out money to the Olympic gold medalists.
Right.
I don't know if he did, but.
I think there
was a lot of cash
or something. Yeah, I mean, he's making a boatload. But yeah, let's hear what.
But we never obsess about other people making gobs of money in the podcast space.
No,
we never. It never happens.
It just wrecks my soul.
Yeah, that's all. That's
wrecks
all it does.
Me.
All right, so here's Shannon Sharpe talking about the incident yesterday.
Came in, I threw my phone on the bed, gazed in an activity. I did not know IG Live. I've never been on IG Live. I've never turned IG Live on. So I don't know how it works. And so all of a sudden, my other phone is going off and people are calling me FaceTime that I've never talked to a day in my life on FaceTime. And it didn't. I'm like, why are y'all calling me FaceTime? And after a while, he says, Shannon, you on IG Live. I'm like, doing what? You know, I'm like, what am I on IG Live for? I ain't hit no IG Live button. He says, on IG Live for, I ain't hit no IG Live button. He says, they can hear. I'm like, so now, Ocho, you know, I say ask for patience. He said they can hear. And now I'm starting to get agitated again because you call me and say I'm on IG Live when I know I didn't click myself on IG Live. And he said they can hear me. I said, hear me doing what? He said, it sounds like you were having sex.
It's so embarrassing. Could you imagine?
Well, I actually can't. No, I can't imagine that.
What a boomer, by the way. Hey, boomer. Shannon Sharpe. Like, I don't know how IG Live works. I've never used it.
I don't blame him. He's never used it before. So when I play golf, all right, I put my phone in my left butt cheek. I put my little
rangefinder.
My rangefinder in my right butt cheek, okay? And
why do you have your phone on your left?
Because I log my scores. After every hole, I log my scores, number of putts. It's a whole thing.
Can't you just do that in the cart or
it? But it logs it all digitally. It's just the whole thing. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Okay.
You do you.
Yeah. It takes me a minute. Right. Okay. After each hole, I just put it in my phone.
Yeah.
I butt dial. I have things that come up on my phone that you would not believe. I called my friend that I haven't spoken to in like 6 months. Just start calling her. I was about to hit a shot. I hear the phone ringing in my left cheek.
And by the way.
Because you're just, you know what I mean? You're butt dialing everybody.
It's a faux pas because phone slid into the butt pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's exclusively for women.
Like no, I do it sometimes.
Guys shouldn't be walking around with
a phone I'm just swinging
in their butt.
Why is it exclusively for women?
But when I'm playing golf, I do.
So it's only for the front pocket on for men?
For guys, I think, yeah.
But why?
I think it's just an unwritten
rule. It's just a chick thing. I know what he means. You see a lot of chicks, they stuff their phone.
I know, I see that too.
I've never seen guys walking around with a phone in their
butt. It's the only place I do it, Cakes. Will you just give me some grace?
I
play golf.
But it's weird.
Okay, I don't want it in my front cheek because I got my my extra balls and my tees and my right. I have it in my left cheek.
Okay, sure.
I will say
but
though,
I butt dial
it's,
people.
It is dangerous to put it in the back.
And of course, it is
because if you sit down, you kind of forget and you sit down.
Right.
I mean,
do you
it
ever
could
do that when you open up your phone like it's a bit in your pocket and you've opened up apps you didn't even know you had?
Sure, but I try to close all my apps before the phone.
Yeah,
goes
I know.
In
I try to hit the button
before it goes in my front pocket where it belongs.
Yeah,
but.
So I could see that happening.
I usually do put it in the front, but occasionally I go in the back.
I saw Ocho Cinco throwing a dig. He's like, I was glad it was a Michelle, not a Michael, because you hear him say Michelle's name.
Right.
So Ocho Cinco's got a sex tape.
Does
do you remember
he?
That?
No.
Do you remember that, Valdez? You don't remember? He was smashing some chick. Yeah. He was ripped. He was like an Adonis.
He's still pretty Cinco. Ripped.
Yeah, well, shape. When this sex tape came out. Yeah.
Well, so is Sharp.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
I can't think of anything more embarrassing than that. Even everyone's like, oh, go, Unc, go, and everything. No. Just knowing that everyone's listening to that intimate moment.
It's mortifying.
It would just be so mortifying.
Yeah, it's bad.
I would literally die.
I listened to
was he a
minute of it.
Or you just heard the like grunting?
There was something about like a toe. I heard something about a toe.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But it was a lot of heavy breathing from Shannon's side.
Funny.
And she was moaning a little bit.
Right. Was it kind of hot?
Was me being a healthy, active male. I mean, y'all thought I was bull jiving. Hey, I'll get it in. Real talk.
You know what? He's way better on this than he is with the football or the whatever the old man was he was doing the show with.
Skip Bayless?
Skip Bayless.
Well, he's on with Stephen A. Smith
he's
now.
He's way better with this. Way more interesting. He was just being a healthy male, Cakes.
Sure.
threw his phone to the side.
He get it
in. I think he was mortified at first.
Yeah.
Then after basically
he owned it.
After he explained it, I think it kind of relieved him to
kind
of joke
about
it. Well,
he also said he called ESPN. Is that who he's working for now with the Stephen A. Smith? Yeah, he called all his bosses.
Yeah.
Say, hey, just so you know.
He said he feels bad because he tries to be professional because he represents these companies.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the privacy of his own home.
Right. Yeah,
and,
smart.
Yeah.
Man.
Good thing it wasn't like a poor performance.
Yeah. Maybe it was. Was it a quick video?
I don't know. I don't know how long.
There's like
it
5 minutes total worth of video. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. It's longer
so does
than a
everyone
lot of
guys. Does everyone believe that his story that he just threw it on the bed? Or are
I
there some
do.
People that
well,
think
well,
that
at
he
first,
did it on purpose?
At first he sent a message that he was hacked.
Right. Yeah.
And then he ended up owning it. I still feel like there is some setup to it because isn't Club Shay Shay sponsored by Roman? And Roman is
it's like a male.
It's a male enhancement,
like health thing. Company.
Is that the thing where it just tries to reduce your sensitivity?
Yeah, they have that. They also have like stimulants.
Roman. Mike Marv, you used Roman before? You're in that demo.
No.
Any of your boys use it?
No. My age is more Blue Chews, if you know what those are.
Oh, I know Blue Chew. Man, I used to do spots for them. Wish they would come back. At some point.
Blue Chew.
Hey, would they come back if you threw your phone on the bed with Amy?
Hey, would you? If it led to a lucrative endorsement, I would consider.
What would we hear?
I don't know what you would hear. What do you think you would hear?
I don't know.
Hey, remember, ESPN.
Turn the Raiders lamp off.
ESPN fired Paul Pierce for going live on IG with strippers.
Yeah, well, he was out of control. His IGs were out
of control. He also dropped an N-bomb on a live you know, live TV right. performance.
Yeah, like, he's also not as popular yeah. as Shannon Sharp. That's the biggest difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul Pierce not popular.
Wasn't he getting high on there all the time? He was doing lives.
No, I don't know if he was getting high, but
I can remember some.
Well, here's what I know. I've never been to a poker setup like the one that Paul Pierce went to, where there are women twerking all over the place. It was wild.
Was he hosting that game?
I don't know if he was hosting it, but he was showing shots of it, and it looked wild.
Have you seen the internet sleuths try to figure out who Michelle is?
Mm. No.
What are they? Who are they?
I'm looking at it right now.
Have they figured it out? Are they looking at his IG and seeing
who he follows and everything? Mm. That's who some people suspect, but I don't know if that's Michelle or not.
What's his deal? Is he got like kids? Is he got? Because that's embarrassing if you got kids.
I think he has.
I'm guessing he does.
And maybe a previous relationship or something.
Yeah. But definitely not married now.
I guess not. He didn't have to issue some sort of Dave Grohl apology.
No. He brags about being a single guy.
Yeah, and getting it in.
Chicks all the time.
Yeah. He does. That's his thing.
Yeah, he always talks about sex, but it's never been like, here, listen to
it. Broadcast live to all of his followers. I think at one point there were like over 6,000 people listening to the feed.
Jeez.
I mean, you can watch it right now if you want.
What? And by the way,
it's just a picture of the floorboard. It's like,
so it's like he threw it down on the bed.
Well, maybe it fell off to the ground or something.
With all that shaking. I guess.
Hope the screen didn't crack.
Is there any chance he did it on purpose for the pub for Club Shay Shay?
Oh, he's already got enough pub.
I happen to see it being perfectly plausible that you throw your phone on the bed and maybe it was already on IG and it just, you know, a pillow hit the IG live button and now you're doomed.
All right, when we come back, we will, kind of like Shannon Sharp, we'll hit the skins when we come back. And at 7:20,
a little different.
We'll talk more NFL with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. That's coming up at 7:20 here on The Fan.